Welcome Bloomers again here on the Bloom Talks, a tech podcast. This is the part 10th of the Power of Your Subconscious Mind. And I hope you are enjoying the series of the Power of Your Subconscious Mind and will definitely adding some values to your own life. So there is no chapter today, and today we will cover the important points highlighted on the second chapter, How Your Own Mind Works. You can also note down these important points on a paper and stick them onto the wall, and you can also revise them daily and will definitely help you to achieve your goal fastly. So let's start this amazing podcast. Sit calm and feel free while listening to me. The review of highlights. Point 1. Think good and good follows. Think evil and evil will follow. You are what you think all day long. Second point, your subconscious mind does not argue with you. It accepts what your conscious mind decrees. If you say, I can't afford it, it may be true, but do not say it. Select a better thought, decree, I will buy it. I accept it in my mind. Third point, you have the power to choose. Choose health and happiness. You can choose to be friendly or you can choose to be unfriendly. Choose to be cooperative, joyous, friendly, lovable, and the whole world will respond. This is the best way to develop a wonderful personality. Fourth point, your conscious mind is the watchman at the gate. Its chief function is to protect your subconscious mind from false impressions. Choose to believe that something good can happen and is happening now. Your greatest power is your capacity to choose. Choose happiness and abundance. Fifth point, the suggestions and statements of others have no power to hurt you. The only power is the movement of your own thought. You can choose to reject the thoughts or statements of others and affirm the good. You have the power to choose how you will react. Sixth point, watch what you say. You have to account for every idle word. Never say, I will fail, I will lose my job, I can't pay the rent. Your subconscious mind cannot take a joke. It brings all things to pass. Seventh point, your mind is not evil. No force of nature is evil. It depends how you use the powers of nature. Use your mind to bless, heal, and inspire all people everywhere. 8th point, never say, I can't. Overcome that fear by substituting the following. I can do all the things through the power of my own subconscious mind. 9th point, begin to think from the standpoint of the eternal truths and principles of life and not from the standpoint of fear, ignorance, and superstition. Do not let others do your thinking for you. Choose your own thoughts and make your own decisions. 10th point, you are the captain of your own soul, and that is subconscious mind, and that the master of your fate. Remember, you have the capacity to choose. Choose life, choose love, choose health, choose happiness. 11th point, whatever your conscious mind assumes and believes to be true, your subconscious mind will accept and bring to pass. Believe in good fortune, divine guidance, and right action, and all the blessings of life. So I hope you have listened all these important points carefully, and some of you have written the points on the paper and will definitely stick on the wall. So let's both of us end this podcast now. I will upload the next part of this podcast very soon. Still then, subscribe to the Bloom Talks Attack Podcast. Thanks for visiting the BloomTalks.com.